It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, let's talk to BMAC, Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, NFL analyst for CBS Sports, does a terrific podcast as well. BMAC, I want to ask you about all the hoopla surrounding Shedeur Sanders. His dad today lands a $54 million extension in Colorado, and I'm just not buying all of the naysayers and the stuff that I'm hearing about Shedeur. For me, and I've said this to Mike, I have him as my top quarterback. I know Cam is getting all the love, and he's probably going to be the first guy taken. But this kid completed, 71 or 73% of his passes over the 2 years that he was in Colorado, led the nation in that category, threw for over 4,000 yards, Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, blah, blah, blah. What more does this kid have to do? What's going on here?
And don't forget to mention he did all of that. He excelled with no offensive line production. None in terms of blocking, being consistent, working from within a comfortable pocket. He never had that luxury. And because his offensive line was so bad in protecting him, he also ran great in running the football. But he still delivered to the numbers that you just mentioned. So that's the thing that I'm confused about too, guys. Honestly, how can a player lose draft leverage when no games are being played? I thought it was about what you've done throughout the season, which gives you an opportunity to put a confirmation on your pre-draft process in terms of the workouts and things like that in the meetings. But this is a player, for some reason, he's losing draft leverage after games are done. He's done everything you would want your quarterback to do plus more. And I look at all the notable quarterbacks that we're talking about in terms of, being drafted high. You look at the Cam Wards of the world and Jackson Dart and Tyler and all these other names. Name me another quarterback that has been had to be comfortable being uncomfortable like Shedeur Sanders. None. So everything they're throwing at him, these are false narratives that are not right and that they're not fair for him because he's done everything you would want a quarterback to do plus more. And last time I checked, since the season has ended, he hasn't been involved in anything in terms of law enforcement. He hasn't been involved in any type of scandal. He's done everything he's supposed to be doing, but yet and still he's losing draft leverage.
Well, Michael Williams is apparently losing some draft leverage in some of these mock drafts and this perception for whatever reason. I get it. It's frustrating because you feel like maybe there's some attitudes against his dad. And who knows, with some of these OGs that are still running the NFL. But we talked about it, remember with Lamar Jackson. Remember Bill Polian was kind of being very cryptic about, well, what are you saying? Is he not smart enough to be quarterback? The guy's an amazing athlete. Meanwhile, B, you've seen this. These knuckleheads who keep their jobs or they get fired and get another job, they lock on a guy like Mitchell Trubisky because they love the size.
Come on.
Right?
Come
and the
on.
Guy never won
Come
jack.
On. You know? Hey, Mike, you're talking too much good stuff right now. Don't do that. They might mute you. To your point, Trubisky was drafted top three. Trubisky wasn't even the best quarterback in the ACC.
Right.
In the ACC. But because he was well-liked, he was a fan favorite, they pushed him. They gave him a positive narrative. They tried to take the narrative, the positivity away from Lamar Jackson, and he's still making organizations pay for it. Don't forget, Lamar Jackson had to go through that false narrative two times.
Yep.
Coming out from Louisville, where he really exceeded, did more with less, won a Heisman, didn't go until the end of the first round. They wanted him to trade to change positions. And then when he tried to force his way out because they were not willing to pay him the amount of money that he was trying to get, all the other teams said publicly, we're not entertaining Lamar Jackson. We would not trade for Lamar Jackson. Something that we've never seen done in free agency where teams verbally
collusion. Collusion.
Came out and said we wouldn't want him to be a part of our team.
Right. Yeah. B, listen. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Let's talk about some of the things that have already happened in the quarterback market. It's Bryant McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell as we talk all things NFL. What's Russ going to do with the Giants, man? I mean, he's already in New York. He's at Nick games. He's throwing footballs to fans. You're like, okay. I don't think it's a good team right now. I don't think that we're going to see him, exceed expectations. But they've signed Jameis and Russ now. What are the Giants going to do?
Well, for Russ, he can care less. He's just happy that a team would love for him to potentially be a starting quarterback. No question, that's not a playoff-caliber team. But it's a great situation for Russ because he can continue to play and also be a starter. What will the Giants do? Well, this season, you shouldn't have any high expectations for them overall, right? But adding Russell Wilson along to what they already had with Jameis Winston, it provides them flexibility at three, right? Because let's say, hypothetically speaking, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, they're off the board. Now you potentially could move out of three, move back, get a few extra picks, and draft another position of need, or stay there at three, and you still got two high-level players right there for the picking in Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. So this move, in my opinion, it provides flexibility because I still do believe they could, if Cam Ward or if Shedeur Sanders is there at three, you draft either or. Now, you said earlier, and I agree with you, Cam Ward is looking like the top quarterback to come off the board. But if that's the reality, you still can go get a guy like Shedeur Sanders. So I think this is a move for the Giants to provide flexibility in terms of what they could do at number three when the draft kicks off.
We've heard the comments from Cameron Hayward about Aaron Rodgers. He's walked some of that back as we're talking to Bryant McFadden, a former two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers. But the Aaron Rodgers thing, you think he's going to alienate, the Steelers, the organization, let alone the players, by trying to maybe leverage this Minnesota thing? That we keep hearing about Minnesota maybe wants to say, you know what, J.J. McCarthy's our guy of the future, but he's still not as good as Aaron Rodgers right now, even at his advanced stage of his career. Is Aaron Rodgers going to milk this until the draft or beyond?
Unfortunately, I think he could. I don't know if he will, but I think that's a legit possibility. And my thing is this, if you're Aaron Rodgers, number one, guys, Mike Carr, if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you legit want to play football this season and you're not really entertaining retiring, make your decision now. Because look, we're almost in the month of April. Wherever he goes, it will be a new playbook he has to get acclimated to. It will be a new group of guys he's playing with. Chemistry is very, very important. And if you remember, he didn't spend a lot of time with his Jets teammates during the offseason, right? He attended some workouts, but remember there was a big hoopla with him not being there for mandatory minicamp. His presence is very, very important, especially to a new organization. So the faster he makes his decision made, which clearly is the team in Pennsylvania that really wants him, go ahead and get acclimated to the new playbook, the new schemes that you'll be a part of. And when it comes to this Minnesota thing, Minnesota don't want Aaron Rodgers. They don't want him. Because if they wanted him, he would be a Minnesota Viking. They're okay in giving the keys to J.J. McCarthy. And the thing is, they're going to allow J.J. McCarthy to have his due process. He's going to get every opportunity to show that either he's ready or he's not ready. But by that time, training camp will be here. Preseason will be here. So hopefully, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you already made your decision known, especially if you would like to play.
We asked you about these corners. We keep getting back to the Falcons, and then I want to ask you about Cousins here. But we've been saying, Will Johnson, I believe the kid's name is, out of Michigan, is considered to be the best corner in some people's, estimation. I really like Jahdae Barron out of Texas, ran a 4.3. I was telling the Mike yesterday, kid has all the intangibles. But I would not be upset if the Falcons went that route because, again, it is a position of need. Mm-hmm. Mike says, well, then why the heck did you pay one of your guys $18 million to bring him back? What are we doing here? I want your evaluation on the corners.
Well, cornerback for me should be a dire need for the Falcons. You need to have as many athletic guys in the secondary to cover some of these premier athletes on the offensive end. And A.J. Terrell is that guy, but outside of A.J. Terrell, you've been still trying to figure things out. You look at bringing Mike Hughes back. I kind of see him more so of an inside guy than an outside guy.
Okay.
In terms of the top cornerbacks, wow, I like Jahdae Barron as well. The thing for me when it comes to Will Johnson, I need to see Will run. I need to see him run. Like,
okay.
When you play cornerback, you cannot be in the category of the top guy and you don't run a 40 at all. I need that. That's very, very important. That's super important. Jahdae went to the Indy and ran 4.3. As of right now, we haven't heard. I think Will is supposed to have his own personal per day, if I'm not mistaken, in early April. But I need to see him run. But outside of that, Jahdae Barron he's garnished a lot of traction, deserving so. Trey Amos from Mississippi, 6'1", 195. He's going to be a first-round player as well, first-round corner. Suvon Revo, now he's dealing with the injury from East Carolina. He tore his ACL, I think, in early September of a year ago. But he's a guy, in my opinion, guys, if he was healthy, he would be the number one corner. No arguments, axed. You can't get in that debate. I think he would be the number one corner. A.Z. Thomas from Florida State. Now, granted, I don't see him going as high as where the Falcons are slated in the first round, but I think he's a first-round type talent as well. So now I'll say this, too. In terms of second-round value, guys, there are quite a few names in the second round that I think could be big-time, high-level players at the cornerback position as second-round potential top talent. One guy who I really, really love is the kid from Iowa State. Darian Porter. Darian Porter, I think that's his name, from Iowa State. I really love his game. Yeah, Darian Porter, 6'3", around 190. He ran high 4.3 at the Combine in Indy. And they've done a really, really good job in producing big-time players at the cornerback position from Iowa State. So that's a second-round name that could be there for Atlanta in the second round if they don't decide to attack the cornerback position in the first round.
All right, big guy. I know we've talked about Mike Hughes at the corner opposite A.J. Terrell. Whoever's going to plug in plugs in immediately as a nickel. But we still think we got to have that long-term answer.
Well, he just said he thought Hughes is an inside guy. That's
right.
What he was saying. Hughes is an inside guy, and if they draft a corner,
he goes opposite A.J.?
Yeah.
That would be nice, but we're paying Mike Hughes for that kind of role, which makes sense.
Let me ask you this, B-Mac, before we let you go. If Rodgers sits out in 2025 or retires, could the Steelers pursue Cousins?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I've already been on X, kind of throwing that out into the atmosphere to Steeler Nation. Because right now we only have Mason Rudolph as a notable potential starting option. That's it. If Rodgers happens to retire and none of these quarterbacks fall, especially in the first round, if I'm Pittsburgh, I throw out a late-round pick to Atlanta for Kirk Cousins, in my opinion. Because I don't know if you want to go into this season where every year is playoff aspirations for Pittsburgh, right? Every year. Do you really believe Mason Rudolph can get you to another playoff opportunity as a full-time starter? I'm not quite ready to say that. I would throw out a late flyer, late-round pick to Atlanta
right.
for Kirk Cousins, no question. And I would have Kirk Cousins as a starting quarterback for Pittsburgh, in my opinion. Yes, I would welcome that
right.
if Aaron Rodgers decides to call it quits or just does not want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
But both Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, I know we got a breaker, they're so passive-aggressive. He doesn't want anybody over his shoulder. Any team he could possibly go to, they're going to have Bryant, a quarterback drafted, whether it's Jalen Milroe in the case of the Steelers. There'll be somebody that the fans will be wanting to see.
Well, at this point, Mike, Carl, in Kirk Cousins' career, he understands what he is. He's not a bona fide starter anymore in terms of the future. So
does
this
he,
is
though?
A trial-by-error process. And yeah. I think humility will sit in for him and understand that, you know what? What happened last year in Atlanta, didn't play my best, eventually got benched. Phoenix took over. I know what my role is. But if you're telling me, Pittsburgh, that it's my job to lose for this season, right, and even if you do draft a guy, 9 times out of 10, when he is in the saddle, I'm no longer here anyway. I welcome that because, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, it seems like Kirk Cousins still believes he could play this year.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, he does.
So if that's the case, and if Pittsburgh is in a situation to what you guys presented to me, Aaron Rodgers is no longer in the picture. You only have Mason Rudolph. If you're Kirk Cousins, you believe you can play in front of Mason Rudolph. And if you're the starter, it's your job to hold on to that position, regardless who they might draft early at the quarterback position in this upcoming year's draft.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.